This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have both marked Veterans Day, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At Arlington National Cemetery, the president was at the Tomb of the Unknowns, saluting in a soaking rain. He did not speak at the annual observance and has not made any remarks in nearly a week while refusing to concede the election to Biden. The president-elect visited the Korean War Memorial in Philadelphia, where he greeted some families. He's been taking a measured tone while forming plans for his administration, looking to lower the national temperature as President Trump refuses to concede. The president today again claimed on Twitter he actually won, raising new and unsupported claims of corruption and dishonesty, and saying the race was stolen from him. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A January runoff in Georgia will decide the control of the U.S. Senate. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Alaska Republicans kept a seat in the Senate after Dan Sullivan defeated Al Gross, an independent running as a Democrat. The Georgia runoff elections set for January 5th are becoming a showdown over control of the Senate. GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler will face Democrat Raphael Warnock, and Republican Senator David Perdue will face challenger John Ossoff. Loeffler and Perdue appeared at a crowded indoor rally in Marietta, Georgia, with Senator Marco Rubio.
This is Georgia's decision to make. But it's America that will live with the consequences of the decision.
Amen.
If Republicans only get 50 seats, Democrats would control the Senate because Vice President Kamala Harris would become the tiebreaker. I'm Jennifer King.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong's legislature have decided to resign en masse to protest the expulsion of four of their own who are accused by the city government of endangering national security. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The opposition lawmakers had threatened earlier this week that they would resign from the 70-seat council if any members were disqualified. And then on Wednesday, it happened. Politicians Alvin Yong, Kwok Kar Kee, Kenneth Leung and Dennis Kwok were expelled, but the city government did not elaborate on the accusation of endangering security. China's parliament recently adopted a resolution allowing the city's executive to expel legislators deemed to be supporting Hong Kong independence, colluding with foreign forces or threatening national security, without having to go through the courts. The city's legislative council is controlled by the pro-Beijing camp. Analysts say the opposition's resignation would turn it into a rubber stamp.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. French officials say several people were wounded when an explosive device hit a ceremony commemorating the end of World War I at a cemetery in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. AP correspondent Aya Batraoui reports multiple people were wounded in Saudi Arabia in the explosion.
It wasn't until hours later that we received a joint statement from five different countries saying that their diplomats had been present at the scene. Saudi officials have finally also come out and commented and acknowledged the attack and said two people were lightly wounded, a Greek consulate employee and a Saudi security man, and they are investigating the incident and there have been no claims of responsibility yet.
That's AP's Aya Batraoui. Four Italian regions are being put under strict lockdown with severe limits imposed on the circumstances under which people can leave home. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Premier Giuseppe Conte has called very stringent restrictions to begin on Friday for Lombardy, Piedmont, areas in the north and for Calabria, which forms the southern toe of the Italian peninsula. The lockdown is aimed at tamping down a surge in COVID-19 infections and preventing hospitals from being overwhelmed with cases. Lasting at least 2 weeks, it will involve over 16 million of Italy's 60 million residents and includes the country's financial capital, Milan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Eta weakened to a tropical storm even as it continues to threaten the Gulf Coast of Florida. The storm has been in the Gulf of Mexico since crossing over South Florida on Sunday. The Tampa Bay region is home to more than 3.5 million people across five counties. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.